all in school picnics, when we'd have a picnic in the spring. I remember one time my father and another man, but the trees came from our place, the big popple trees. Yeah. There weren't any trees by the school. So my father and another man planted a tree, a sapling that was probably about 10 feet tall, yeah, or six feet for sure, 6-8 feet tall. And then we kids, our job was to water that as much as we could. And it started too. In fact, they just cut it down last year because they had another maple tree and it was kind of in the way of the maple, which was more desirable than the popple.
Right.
But that was our tree at school that my father planted.
Huh.
And Uncle Ralph, who didn't live here anymore, but he had been from the neighborhood, so everybody knew him. He was always had a sparkle in his eye, and evidently he was known for his reciting poetry. People just loved to hear. They'd say, "Ralph, do Paul Revere," and he would start out, you know, "The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere." "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere," you know, and he would go through that whole thing very dramatically, and people just loved it.
Nice.
He was good at it, and but they just loved to hear him, and he had several that he would do whenever they would request it. And then I remember one time that he laid flat on his back on the ground, and that was somebody else. They said, "Ralph, show us what you can or do this for us." You know, you had to make your own entertainment.
Right.
And so he'd lay on the ground flat, and he had his arms right tight to his sides, but then he put his hands up by his shoulders, and somebody stood back of his head there, and they'd step on his hands, and he could straighten out his hands and hold them right up. And he was not a brawny man. He was slim and very agile, but he was strong.
Yeah.
And he just and they just loved to see him do things like that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a case of showing off. It was people just, it was their entertainment, and they knew he could, so they'd just shake their heads. They couldn't believe it, but there he did it again.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy.